I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, folks. The Constitution Party. Now, I have to admit, I don't know a heck of a lot about this party, and this is part of the reason why I wanted to get Mary Starrett to come up today and talk about this. You know, we've got an election coming up next year. We've got Ron Paul running on the Republican side, and the Constitution Party is a third party. But I wanted to get into this with Mary today to find out what options really are out there. And I want to read part of a press release. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. But this is out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It says a record number of Americans say that most members of Congress, and we have to remember that we're not just talking about a presidential election, we're talking about congressional and also some in the Senate. Most members of Congress do not deserve to be reelected, according to the latest CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll. The survey shows voter disdain for those in power in both controlling parties has grown more widespread than ever before. Now, America's fastest growing and largest third party based on voter registration is the Constitution Party. And cites this poll along with a recent Princeton Research Associates Newsweek survey this week shows 54% of respondents say that the U.S. should have another major party from which to choose their elected officials. And I think we all know why is that the Republican and Democratic parties are both owned and controlled. Now, it says, for months we've seen average Americans weighing in on this issue, and it's plain that the throw the bums out sentiment is spreading. And this was said by Constitution Party National Committee Chairman Jim Clymer. Now, Clymer referenced other recent surveys like Zogby and Rasmussen, which show growing discontent with both parties in power. It says, you don't have to be a political analyst to understand what's happening. The prevailing ill will is going to drop politics on its head. Frankly, it won't be at all surprising to see Americans turn their backs on D.C. insiders when they choose their next president and members of Congress, Clymer predicted. According to CNN's polling director, Keating Holland, the public seems to be concentrating its wrath on the GOP. CNN survey showed just 38% say that Republican members of Congress should be reelected. 50% say that Democrats in Congress deserve to be reelected. And I might remind people, wasn't more than a week to 10 days ago that George Bush came out and basically said that Hillary Clinton is the most qualified to take over the reins as president of the United States. Well, now, the curtain has just been ripped away here, folks, and George Bush has now showed his colors. This supposedly conservative, and as we all know, he's doing nothing more than posing as a conservative, Ron Paul is, as far as all the polls I've looked at, the best candidate, the most true conservative, the one that is looking for the presidency that should be elected, yet a so-called member of his own party, the current president of the United States, is basing his support in Hillary Clinton. What is wrong with this picture, folks? And this is why I wanted to get Mary Starrett up here today to talk about the Constitution Party, talk about what they advocate, see what's going on behind the scenes here. Because, you know, and then there was a rumor that came out just week before last, I think it was a clip that I saw with Elizabeth Kucinich, you know, Dennis Kucinich's wife. It was asked the question. The question was posed to her if her husband would consider being a running mate for Ron Paul. And the answer to that question by her was yes, he would. Now, I don't think that Ron Paul would do that because, Dennis Kucinich is heavy on the handgun ban, and Ron Paul is definitely pro-Second Amendment. But at any rate, you know, we've got this mix and match going on here. We don't even know who's who, and the reason that we don't anymore is because those of us who are enlightened realize that they're all in lockstep. They're really only one party. So when I get back, I'm going to get Mary Starrett up here. We're going to talk a little bit about this. CN3 got a good second hour coming up. Folks, don't leave me. I'll be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I have to apologize, folks. The name is Mary Starrett, not Starrett. And that's my mistake, folks. I was mispronouncing her name. But she's with the Constitution Party. And I wanted to get her on today. As a matter of fact, you know, I got a strong rumor, and I want Mary to confirm this, that I believe she's going to be a new host on the RBN Network. And if that's the case, then I can't wait to listen to her myself. Mary, are you with me today?
I sure am, and I sure wish I was down where you are because it's cold and chilly where I am.
Well, you know what? You've got a choice of being cold and chilly, or you've got to be a choice of being a little semi-warm with chemtrails pasting us all over the Phoenix area. So, you know, pick your poison, girl.
Well, we've got our share of chemtrails up here too, Michael. So it's just that sometimes you can't see them because the skies are so cloudy. But yeah, I've seen them down there, and they're pretty formidable.
Oh, I went out this morning. I had a show on Friday where I was reading an article regarding the chemtrails, and I went out this morning, to my shock and amazement, you know, I looked up in the sky, and they are just pasted all over the sky, which is, you know, always cause for concern. When I'm in the house most of the time, it's out of sight, out of mind. But I go out and I look at it staring me right in the face, and I say, my gosh, you know, what I'm reporting is true as much as I don't want to believe it. It's there right in my face. I understand that you have a show that's coming on the RBN Network, Mary.
Well, you know, at this point, we're still in the talking phase, but, I always appreciate the hosts and the content on RBN, so, would certainly be interested in being in good company, because I really do enjoy the programming on the network.
Well, that is well appreciated. I wanted to ask you, you know, I know that we got a Republican and we got a Democratic Party, and this is going to show you how naive I am when it comes to politics, because in only waking up a couple of years ago, I'm not real familiar. Of course, I've heard of the Constitution Party, I've heard of the Libertarian Party and so forth, but I wasn't real sure exactly what they did or did not advocate, and I was looking in here that the Constitution Party is pro-Second Amendment. They're pro-strong national defense. They're pro-constitutional limited government. They're against the federal income tax. They're against illegal immigration. They're against U.S. policy being dictated by the United Nations. They're against undeclared constitutional wars, such as Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're against free trade and all international trade agreements, such as NAFTA and GATT. Tell me, Mary, how does the Constitution Party, how are they separated from the Libertarian Party, if you will?
Well, let me just give you a little background, just to give you some stats at this point. It's the fastest growing and largest third party based on voter registration, and people can check out those statistics at Ballot Access News. Now, what happened, what distinguishes the Constitution Party from the Libertarians is simply this. We believe in a strong national security to the degree that we believe our borders should be secured. The Libertarians kind of take a free-for-all attitude, thinking that, hey, whee, you know, all bets are off, and you can come on in, and we'll be happy to be hospitable. And as a granddaughter of immigrants myself, I do believe that this country certainly was founded and became strengthened by immigration. But illegal immigration is not the immigration that this country was designed to sustain. We are now dealing with an invasion. So there's one way we differ from the Libertarians, and that's one of the reasons why the Constitution Party has become the fastest growing party, because people are leaving the Libertarians thinking, hey, wait a second, I am living with the effects, the consequences of illegal immigration, and I'm not going to support a party that thinks that that's okay. The other thing that distinguishes us is that we are a party that believes very strongly that the rights of the unborn should not be infringed, and that the right to life certainly would include those who are preborn. So we do believe that innocent people's lives should be protected, and that means unborn babies. So those are the two major things. But as far as the party's growth, we've seen a 40% growth. The other parties are diminishing. In fact, you know, even the Republican Party has been, the numbers have been falling for the last 2 years. It's now about 30%, which means that there are more people who consider themselves independents than will call themselves Republicans or Democrats. So both of the big box parties, as I like to call them, are losing people faster than you can say. Third party is getting real good press these days.
Okay, well let's go back a little bit. Let's take the election where, you know, Ross Perot was running on I believe it was an independent third ticket. And literally the way and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I don't claim to be an expert at this, but the political maneuvering that was going on there basically was designed to get Clinton elected by taking away a certain amount of votes and giving them to Ross Perot. Am I wrong in that assumption?
Yes. I think that a lot of people have that perception because it's one of those myths, kind of like an urban myth, like, you know, the people who put their cats in the microwave and people just repeat it thinking that that's really what happened. But what really goes on here is if you look at the history of third parties, or you look at the history of really big movements in political parties, where did they get their really major ideas from? They got them from third parties. For instance, the Republican Party was a third party, and the reason they came to being was because the Whigs, who were the, quote, conservative party in the day, thought that it was okay to advance slavery into the territories. Well, there were a lot of people who thought slavery was a really crummy idea and we shouldn't get behind it. So the Republican Party was formed as a way of acknowledging that the Whigs had become irrelevant. They weren't listening to their conservative base. So what happened was they put a guy in office when he wasn't even on the ballot in 9 southern states. And that was President Lincoln. Now, we still have some concerns about some of the things he did while in office, but that's not the point. There's a third party who advanced an idea that the two major parties at the time were ignoring, and that is that slavery really is not a good idea. Now let's move on how about something like giving women the right to vote? That was something that was advanced by a third party at the time. So then you've got the Reform Party who says, hey, wait a second, a balanced budget is a really good idea. Limited government is a really good idea. The Republicans and the Democrats are ignoring us. So they bring a candidate called Ross Perot.
Ross Perot got that balanced budget issue into the mainstream conversation of both major parties. Well, they both ignored it. But again, you see the viability of third parties bringing ideas that were considered laughable at the time. But wait a second, they became major stuff. The Constitution Party is now seeing that people have realized that the two parties are two wings on the same bird of prey, as Patrick Buchanan said, that you see them both advancing the same globalist agenda, the same ridiculous fiscal policy, the same insane interventionism in other countries, and the same big government, you know, and the same pro-death policy. So the Constitution Party is saying, wait a second, who are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for Rudy Giuliani or Hillary Clinton? So what's the difference? We will have a viable candidate. And this is where you're going to see third parties really take off, is in November of 08.
Okay, well, now on that subject, and I've equated this to, you know, if we've got a ticket with Hillary Clinton versus Rudy Giuliani, that's the difference between doo-doo and caca. You're going to get pooped on either way, okay? Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, and when we look at this, we look at Ron Paul, and he's, you know, he's raised, what, $8 million as of November the 5th, and now it's up over $9 million. His goal is $12 million by the end of this last quarter here in December. But, you know, in your estimation, in your mind, being more politically oriented than I, what do you think the odds are in this political arena of Ron Paul actually getting the nomination by virtue of the fact that he's been being downplayed by the mainstream media?
Well, let's face it, you know it, Michael, and I know it, and everybody who's listening to this program right now knows that the Republicans have been co-opted by the globalists. They're no different than the Democrats. They're not going to allow, at this stage of the game, some upstart like Ron Paul, who has a 100% constitutionally pure voting record, which virtually everybody else, every single other elected official in the Senate and in the House and certainly in the executive branch, they don't have it. Ron Paul's the only guy. They're going to let this guy come along and upset the apple cart they've spent decades building. It'll never happen. It will never happen because, number one, the Republicans do not want limited government. They do not want they don't want to get rid of illegal immigration. They're sold out to the corporations, and the Democrats are sold out to entitlement programs. So what you're going to see is the same stuff is going to happen no matter who gets into the White House, whether Republican or a Democrat. So as far as the Constitution Party goes, we have always courted Ron Paul, and we have always supported him. But if he decides not to run as a Constitution Party candidate or a libertarian or whatever, he decides not to run as a third-party candidate after he doesn't get the nomination for the GOP, then we've got to have a plan B. Because I got to tell you what, I'm not going to go vote for Rudy Giuliani or Hillary. I can't do it. I have a moral imperative to use my vote in a way that is going to advance constitutional government. Those guys aren't going to do it. Ron Paul, if he wants to run as a third party, stands a great chance. But the GOP isn't giving him. Why aren't they embracing this man? Why are they ignoring him? Why have the Sean Hannitys and the Bill O'Reillys and everybody else, the Glenn Beck, calling this guy a wing nut? Other than they don't want him to get any traction.
Well, in every poll that I have looked at, every internet poll, I'm talking about there's Zogby polls, CNN polls, and so forth with these debates, Ron Paul has literally not only just beat the other candidates, but he has just cleaned their clocks. Yet the mainstream media downplays this, and they give him little or no attention at all. And matter of fact, I just watched a video the other night on the psychological effect on the audience, if you will, of how they even place these candidates in a debate. The front three, obviously, are the ones that they're centering on, and the ones that they put, you know, in the 10 chairs, as they get closer to the edge, they even separate the chairs to make it look like that particular candidate is on the fringe, if you will. will. It's a psychological message that is sent. So yes, with the minimal amount of play that Ron Paul is getting, and with the lambasting he's getting, and the attacks that he's getting from, you know, people like Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck is trying to tie in 9/11 truthers with, you know, that support Ron Paul as terrorists. We'll take a break. We'll be back in three, and we'll get more into this. I've got more questions for Mary. I'm going to get enlightened as well, folks. Be right back. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. My guest, Mary Sterrett, is on the Constitution Party. And I was off on a little diatribe here about Ron Paul and the fact that they're downplaying him as much as they can, Mary, in the mainstream media. Even when they position him on the stage, they position him in such a manner that psychologically he looks like a fringe candidate, because they even separate his chair. And he's all the way on the outside most of the time. Now, a couple of questions. First of all, if indeed Ron does not get the Republican nomination for the presidency, Mary, so what happens then? I mean, does the Constitution Party then go to Ron and say, would you consider running on this ticket or what?
Well, okay, first of all, we have to back up a little bit. As you know, the two major big box parties don't like competition, and they do not like what the rumblings that are going on in this country. I don't know if you read the latest, there's some poll information, a Reuters Zogby Index, which is a new monthly poll, shows that basically the two parties are completely and utterly, they're losing the support of mainstream America. For instance, the president's approval rating is 29%. only 11% of the people thought that Congress was doing a good job. 73% were not in approval of our foreign policy. So apparently the two major parties are suffering greatly. So if he does not get the Republican nomination, we have to think about ballot access. The two major parties don't want competition, so they have made laws that limit ballot access, which means it is very expensive and it is extremely difficult to jump through all the hoops in every state where there are different rules and laws to get ballot access. So we're in the process of making sure that we have ballot access in enough states to get enough electoral votes that we could, despite, you know, what happens with the R's and the D's, have somebody that people don't have to hold their nose and vote. And so ballot access is where we're going now. That's why we need a lot of support and a lot of people out there volunteering in their states, because really what's going to happen, if you get a choice between Rudy and Hillary, people are going to stay home who are of good conscience, are going to stay home and not vote. At least we'll give them an option to say, hey, this is who I really, really want to get behind.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, if it were a choice between Giuliani or Hillary Clinton, yes, I would be looking at whoever was on the Constitution Party ticket, which brings up my next question. Let's say for the sake of discussion, and I know it's an outside chance, so all of us have hope here, but let's say for the sake of the chance, the sake of discussion, that Ron Paul did, by some weird, you know, windfall, get nominated to the Republican ticket, then what would the Constitution Party do as far as, I mean, would you have a candidate running for president next to Ron Paul or not?
If Ron Paul were running for president, we would be working night and day to get him in the White House.
Okay.
We wouldn't need another candidate.
Amen to that. And you have to forgive my naivety here, because I'm learning a little bit in this political process regarding what goes on behind the scenes. And I have to tell you, Mary, I've learned so much since coming on with these. You know, a lot of my listening audience out there is just absolutely brilliant. They've boned up. They know what's going on. And I've learned so much since I've come to an alternative network from mainstream, believe it or not. I'm so thankful to be on alternative, because what I don't know, I'm enlightened to by people that are educated, such as yourself. And such as my listening audience. On the mainstream level, you don't know anything other than what you research for yourself. And with that in mind, let's take a call. Mary, you want to?
Sure.
Let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on with Michael and Mary. Go ahead.
Hello, Mary. Mary, what I wanted to know is, has any of the Ron Paul pollsters polled any of the Democrats and asked them if they would vote for him in the Republican Party primary?
Well, you know, there's a website, Democrats for Paul, and as far as party loyalty, we know that's tanking. But as far as ideology, the Republicans, the quote, I hate to use these labels because they don't mean anything anymore, but people on the right, people on the left, or people who are seeing what dangerous stuff that's going on in this administration also realize it's going to happen with the Democrats. So you've got people on the left and the right, all political spectrum, who are looking at Ron Paul. I mean, if you've ever been to a Ron Paul rally, you'll see people there with dreadlocks. You'll see people there with shaved heads. You'll see people there who look like soccer moms. You can't classify as right or left the people who are supporting Ron Paul. They're across the spectrum.
I am so happy to hear all your energy, Mary, and all your excitement and the positivity of it. I myself have just found a website today called Ron Paul Blimp, and they basically said that $350,000 will buy you very little airtime, but jump on board with the Ron Paul campaign. You have a chance to take a free hour ride for a $25 donation, and they've already received $197,000. So when this is complete, it's going to be another monument in history where Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck can't deny it.
I think you're right, and I think those guys are just cringing, because they are so embarrassed by, they're trying to pretend that what, you know, all these, a bunch of internet crazies.
Correct.
See the amount of money. The amount of money didn't come out of thin air, and there's even more that's being promised on December 16th. So Ron Paul is blowing everybody out of the water.
Plus, he's a doctor. Yeah, that's the label. Phantom voters mysteriously coming out there. But I'll tell you what, I believe it was the New Hampshire one. I was unable to vote because I couldn't text my phone in the way that vote was. But Ron Paul Blimp looks very exciting. And, Mary, I want to tell you that all the positive vibes today in RBN, Mary said if he does get elected, we'll work day and night to make sure he's there. And that's the only hope we have for our country.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in 3 with my guest, Mary Sterrett. We've got a lot more folks. Stick with us. Got some more questions for Mary. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Mary Sterrett, on the subject of the Constitution Party. And Mary, phone lines are open, by the way, folks, 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment for Mary. But Mary, I wanted to ask you, you know, these mainstream media shills, these prostitutes, if you will, you know, Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and so forth, you know, They're paid millions of dollars a year to ignore him, to downplay him. And I'm talking about Ron Paul here, to try to discredit him, try to, you know, Glenn Beck's been on a tirade about trying to tie anybody that's a 9/11 truther or anybody who supports Ron Paul as being a terrorist. We've got H.R. 1955 that went into Congress that was passed. It's in the Senate under S-1959 right now about homegrown terrorism. And, you know, on the outside chance, Mary, that Ron Paul were to be nominated. Now, I realize that's an outside chance, although Las Vegas odds have come down on that dramatically. These guys that are getting paid all this money, the Hannitys and the Glenn Becks and so forth, number one, in your mind, are they literally brainwashed by the powers that be, or do they know what's going on and have just sold out, in your estimation?
First of all, I just kind of want to give everybody a glimmer of hope by asking them to go back to, you know, the 1700s in this country when Las Vegas odds probably would have said that the Patriots didn't stand a chance against the largest empire in the world, the British Empire, and the largest and the most well-funded Navy. So I like to say that odds don't really mean anything. And when has the majority ever been right? Okay, look at the crazy crackpots like Galileo and everybody who said, wait a second, you know, the Earth isn't flat. And everyone at the time said, oh, you're crazy. That was what the majority thought. Little by little, the truth came out because you can't keep the truth bottled up forever. So if you look at Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, who I actually worked with at ABC affiliate KETU, I worked with Bill O'Reilly for a number of years, and you have to look at going into it, the certain sense of arrogance they have, that means they think they have a corner on the truth, and they will tell you what is truth because you're not smart enough to figure it out on your own. Now, you know, and I know, Michael, that money is a very powerful aphrodisiac. It will make you do things that, you know, morally you wouldn't do, and that includes saying things that you know deep in your gut aren't true, but you're going to say them because there's a huge, huge paycheck at the end of the line. So you have people like Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and all these other people who aren't going to break out of that mold, because guess what? They have way too much to lose, and corporate media will make or break these guys. And all Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly has to do is show one slightest bit of a glimmer of interest in someone like Ron Paul, and these guys are going to be branded lunatic fringe, and they're gone. They're not going to give up their empires. But, you know, and just remember, and let me go back to, because I'm going to be all over the map here, you brought up something called H.R. 1955. This was this Homegrown Terrorism Act, which is now in the Senate. Remember, right. What this does is anyone who calls into a radio talk show or anybody who gets on the Internet or anybody who quote-unquote dissents or encourages people to dissent from the government, you had 93% of Congress passing that bill. Do you want to vote for a Republican or a Democrat again? Guess what? Virtually all of them have been co-opted to turn you into a terrorist because you differ from the administration. That being said, Republicans and the Democrats are going in the same way. We have got to stop doing what we've been doing, because we're not going to get anything better.
Right. Well,
what did you
things.
Ask me? I forget what you asked me. I'm just all over the place.
That's all right. You know, I was so looking forward to this interview today because we don't have a lot of time here, but I knew we could go into 100 different directions. But again, back to the paid media shills. So I guess the answer to that specific question is yes, they know, or no, they're in denial. But the bottom line is, this is the reason, most likely the reason why Rush Limbaugh's had OxyContin problems to suppress his conscience. This is why when you see Glenn Beck and somebody approaches him, like a video clip I just saw the other day, with a hard line question, he's got armed security escorting you out and ducking out into his bus where people can't talk to him, because it looks to me like these people are scared to death. They're like a deer in the headlights. In my estimation is, Mary, that yes, they do know. But you're right, their paycheck is so immense that they ignore the truth that's right in front of their face. They just outright don't want to know the truth. And Bill Maher is another prime example, okay?
And you know, here's another reason why. Think about it. If you've been on your program, Michael, talking about that the sky is pink, sky is pink, sky is pink, and all of a sudden you start to see that you realize the sky is blue, can you really go back and say the sky is pink? Because you look like a fool, and you don't want to look like a fool, even if it means telling the lie over and over again. So these guys know, for instance, there were no weapons of mass destruction. They know that bin Laden could have been caught a million times over. They know we're not over there because we're trying to bring, quote-unquote, democracy to the Middle East. They know it's all a bunch of nonsense, but they can't go back now because they're too deep into it.
Right. I mean, you're asking me if I could do it? And the answer to the question is yes, I could do it because I'm a moral individual. But coming from a different life, I will say I have walked that road in the past at one point of time, and I know what kind of an aphrodisiac money is, and I know what it can do to the credit or the integrity of an individual. So you know, we'll leave that as it may. But you know, the Constitution Party transcends. We're not just talking about the presidential campaign here. We're talking about we're talking about the Congress, we're talking about senators, and if I may remind the listening audience, you know, last year when Congress was up for re-election, you know, Nancy Pelosi was running around waving her flag saying Bush was crazy, he needs to be impeached and so forth, and as soon as she was elected, immediately impeachment is off the table, which tells me that they were running in lockstep all along and this whole thing is staged. So now, Mary, we have a Constitution Party that evidently is gaining ground here. We have a third-party candidate that we can run for, and I believe, and this is my own opinion, but I think, you know, that you'll back me on this, is that I believe that the American public, whether they be awakened or not, are getting so sick of the same thing over and over again. You know, we got the Democrats into Congress because they promised us that there was going to be a pullout from Iraq, and nothing happened. They're still in Iraq. There's more funding being given towards this continuous war and the loss of our sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, and so forth. Okay, do you believe the overall pulse of the American people, whether they be awakened or not, are leaning more towards, you know what, we're sick of both parties, you know, the screen's been ripped away, we know who you are, and we're looking for a solution. Do you believe that?
Well, think about this. I mean, if you would ask people who are consider themselves Democrats, who are you going to vote for in 08? They'll say, oh, Hillary, she's going to get us out of Iraq. And then I say, oh no, her stated objective is to continue to stay in Iraq. Do you know what somebody told me last night? This is a well-educated college professor here in the Portland area, said to me, I got to vote for Hillary because she's going to get us out of Iraq. I said, no. She and every other candidate, every Republican and Democrat, said that we're going to stay there and we'd even go into Iran. And you know what she said? Oh, she has to say that to get the heartland of America to vote for her, but she really doesn't mean it. So I said, so what else doesn't she mean? Well, you're going to vote for someone you know is lying? This is how insane people are. But no, they're not going to get us out of anything. People have had it. In fact, 82% of the Americans who were polled in a recent poll have said they think a good, viable third party would be the best thing that would happen to American politics.
Oh, I would have to 100% agree with that, because I'll tell you, in light of what happened in this last election year, I never was a Democrat. I've always been a traditional conservative Republican. Okay, but in watching these debates from the Republican Party, I see no one on the stage with the exception of Ron Paul who speaks anything like any candidate that I could recognize. And this is why I say, and I just wrote an article last week about the expatriate issue, expatriating to another country. You know, the fact of the matter is that I would love to stay here in my country, love to, you know, live in the country that I grew up with, love to live in a country that I was taught in school as a constitutional republic. The problem is, Mary, because of what has been going on here, and the American people, the dumbed-down American people, have been allowing this to happen, I can no longer find my country. My country is gone because of this draconian legislation, because of these sellouts that are compromised or whatever it is that they have gotten in here, and they've let the B'nai B'rith or the ADL or whatever it is, you know, lobby them to the point where they're in lockstep with whatever agenda is what's going on. Okay, and it's become such a cadre, the waters have been muddied to a point where I can no longer find my country. These people that are supposedly running this country haven't got a clue what the rock of this country was built upon, which is the Constitution, for crying out loud. Sorry, I just get off on a tirade on this stuff.
Hey, I know, but I think they do know what the Constitution is. They just have no intention of following it. Except now, down in the Phoenix area, I'm sure you're aware of this, Michael, that the FBI is now putting out pamphlets that they didn't want to get out, basically profiling those who cite the Constitution as people to be aware of and people to be suspicious of because they might be domestic terrorists. Imagine that now we are considered dangerous if we cite the Constitution, and if a cop pulls us over and we ask, why are we being pulled over, which is certainly our right under the Fourth Amendment, if we ask, you know, what are you pulling me over for? You're to be considered suspicious. Now, I got to tell you, this is scary stuff.
Mary, I can add to that. By the way, I have read that pamphlet. I got it off the Internet, which anybody can go in and Google FBI pamphlet Phoenix, Arizona, and it will come up. Jack McLamb has also sent me a copy of it. But beyond that, as I've watched this, and I'm sure you have too, Mary, I've watched this escalate. There have been two incidents in my own personal world just in the last 3 months. One happened 2 weeks ago where police officers have walked in here They have opened up the cupboards. They have opened up the refrigerator when my wife was not home. Now, I wasn't here. I was out and about doing something, okay? They've opened up the refrigerator. They've asked the questions, do you have milk? Do you have water? Do you have food? Okay? And the whole reason why remember now, they came into the house unannounced without a warrant, and they're asking a question. The police were called from a neighbor because the kids were making too much noise on the trampoline, and they came here and asked the questions because if they got a negative answer to any one of those questions, they would have invited CPS into our world here. Now, this is what's happening here. They're telling people they no longer need a warrant. They're pulling them over, and they're saying, we want to search your car. If you do not allow them to search your car, a lot of times you're being tasered. This is what's happened with this draconian legislation since 9/11, and our Congress and our Senate are complicit in this. And this is why, and this is what's so important with you, people like you and the Constitution Party, is that we've got to wake people up, and we've got to put a stop to this. We've got to do something about this. We've got to get these compromised people out of here and start over again, because if we don't, our country is gone. Pure D gone.
Well, you know, everybody thought the Patriot Act was just the best thing since sliced bread, and if you dared to question it like Ron Paul did, you know, you were considered unpatriotic and you didn't want to defend this country. But the Patriot Act was something that was in the works long before 9/11. So what's been happening in this country with martial law, with the signing statements, with the executive power grab, this is all well in the works for many, many years. And we don't have the luxury of another election cycle to wait and hope that we might get a Republican who's going to do what the Republican platform says. Those days are long over. And if you think you have the luxury, we don't have any choice but to take a chance and try to vote for what we want, because we voted for what we didn't want, and that's exactly what we got.
You know, what's amazing is that, I mean, and the hope that I put out here, Mary, is that I'm looking at these debates now in a totally different light as the dumbed-down American I was a few years ago. And I can watch these people get up. They're almost caricatures. They're puppets. You can almost see the strings. You can see John McCain banging his hand on the podium. You know, you can see Giuliani talking out of both sides of his mouth. You almost can tell when they're going to lie, how they're going to lie, and what physical attributes they have when they lie. And, you know, I guess our goal is to get enough of the American people to see it, which they are waking up now. But it's a slow process. I don't know what it is we have to do to basically slap these people in the face and say, you know, do you get it? Now, let me ask you, as a woman, Mary, you were talking about Hillary Clinton a few minutes ago, and you're... You know, in your endeavors throughout the political process, how many women do you see that are saying, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton simply by virtue of the fact that she's a woman?
Well, this is just insanity that makes me wonder whether we should have given women the right to vote.
All right, so, well, all that being said, go ahead.
You know, when you say that because somebody will put makeup on, well, that doesn't mean anything, because Rudy Giuliani does that too, so... But if you say that because of the basis of somebody's gender, we should vote for them, this goes back to the craziness that says, oh, well, a woman shouldn't have that job because she's a woman. Now we're saying a woman should have it just because she's a woman. I think that's frightening. And that, to me, is the ultimate ignorance. It's because of somebody's genitalia, that's why you're going to vote for them. It's absurd.
Well, let me ask you this question. And again, as I mentioned, I wanted to have you on here today to get your point of view on a number of things. It has been my opinion, based upon a lot of research that I've done, that literally we've been being tagged team for the last 27 years by the Bushes and the Clintons. Okay, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there is no difference, as we can see with their politics. We got a quote-unquote evangelical conservative Republican George Bush in the White House, and what this guy has done, Clinton couldn't even have gotten away with. So talk about scary stuff we never would have let Clinton get away with. So it is a tag team, and either way, if Hillary gets back in the White House or Giuliani or any of these other globalists, we are going to see basically them handing the mantle to someone of the same political persuasion. There will be no difference at all.
Just last week, Bush came out and said that he, in his mind, that Hillary Clinton is the best qualified to lead the presidency over the next 4 years. Something to that effect. It wasn't verbatim. But here's a guy that supposedly he's posing as a conservative Republican, which we know that's a crock, a horse, puppy. Okay, but here, you know, with the candidates that are running, he steps up behind the plate for Hillary Clinton, who is a Democrat, and says that he's, you know, says that she's the best qualified with what he's seen. To me, that's when the curtain came down. And when I, you know, all these times on mainstream television where I have watched George Bush and Bill Clinton with their arms around another on the golf course, or they have been on promoting, you know, food for Africa or whatever it is, these guys vacation together, they've had business dealings together, they've been friends for years. Okay, and in my mind, all they're doing is passing the hat back and forth. They're tag-teaming us for another 4 years. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, and how stupid are we that we just get, we're happy with our labels. You're a Democrat, I'm a Republican, you're liberal, I'm conservative. We'll go along with those labels even though the same flavor is what we're all getting served. And we think because it's in a different bowl that the ice cream isn't really vanilla because they put it in a bowl that says R or D. Well, it's ridiculous.
All right, well, let's go to a call, Mary. Let's go to Gary in Michigan. Gary, you're on with Michael and Mary. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I totally agree with your guest about Ron Paul. I've actually thought the same thing that she was speaking about, that if he were, they weren't going to let him upset the apple cart, per se. Let's hypothetically just say that he did win the election. I'm of the opinion that his plane would crash or some other thing. It's ominous to say that, but does your guest agree with that they would just try to murder him?
Mary?
You know, I don't even think it would ever have to go that way because they would never allow it to get to that. I mean, listen, we have electronic voting. We have black box voting, which means they get to determine how you voted. You will never know if your vote was counted properly. So they
All right, we've got to go to a break, guys. We'll be back at 3. I'll hold you over if you want to, Gary.
Listening
back
to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Mary Starrett. And now, do we still have Gary from Michigan on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay, did you have anything else for us, Gary?
Well, just to follow up, and if you yourself said we need to get these guys out of office, and then she says, which I sort of agree, that they won't let it get that far. So my next, the final question is, what is the alternative? If we can't use our vote to change things, what else can we do?
Thanks. Mary?
Okay, well, first of all, we have to, we can never get defeatist and ever give up. What I say is we need to work for the candidate and vote for the candidate that best represents us and never again vote for the lesser of two evils. We need to pull all our energy out of the two major parties and say, no more, I'm done. We need to hold our elected officials accountable for every single vote, and that means doing some homework. That means I tell people, go to the Constitution Party website, which is constitutionparty.com. Sign up for our email alerts. We'll keep you posted on some of the legislation that's coming out of Washington. What you need to do is just get real educated and stay on these guys. Look at what happened with the immigration bill. We were able to kill that amnesty bill. Why? Because of alternative radio and because of the Internet, people called up their elected officials and said, no, no mas. And guess what? It works. And then what we need to do is we need to make sure we have ballot access for Constitution Party to get a candidate on the ballot, and we need to vote for these people, and we need to work at the local level and get people elected in our states and in our communities. And once they see that we're serious and we're not just going to go sit and watch Dancing with the Stars, they're going to get a bead. They're already starting to pay attention.
Well, they're already nervous. I can give you that, Gary. Anything else to ask your question? I guess Gary is no longer with us. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Mary, I really appreciate you coming on with me today. I've learned a lot. And is there anything else that you want to add before we end this show?
Just if anybody wants to find out what their rights are, we'll give them a free pocket constitution, and all they have to do is call our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. That's easy to remember. 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. Or go to constitutionparty.com. Click on free email alerts. We'll keep you posted, and just want people to find out if the party is in line with what they believe. And, Michael, thanks for the good work you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, one other quick question. You know, they get pulled over with a pocket constitution. Is that going to be considered subversive material now?
You know, I tell you, they're domestic terrorists if they have one of those on them.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I've read that the FBI pamphlet, and some of the things that were mentioned in there, I can't remember them all, but one of them was referring to the Constitution on a regular basis. Another one was quoting the Bible, I believe, in certain capacity. I mean, it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck saying, who are these people, and who are the people that are supposedly our police department and our the FBI and so forth, if they're allowing this material to come down from up above and they're actually carrying out the desires of these people that are in control by enforcing this garbage. I mean, these people took an oath to uphold the Constitution to begin with. I mean, did that oath go out the window when they put that badge on? What's the deal here?
Apparently, because let's face it, when you have a badge and you have a gun and you get to sort of get an us-them mentality, and that's what happens.
It's a scary thing, and I've seen so many. You know, I just read an article today by a friend of mine, Jim Kerwin, that now there are postings, I believe it's 3.3 million postings that are on YouTube of police taserings.
Yes.
It's a power trip. Well, all right. Anyway, I'll have you up again, Mary. Thank you so much for taking the time today to come on and educate us. I really appreciate that.
Thanks a lot,
Michael. All right, folks. The end of another day. I appreciate your patience with me. I've had some technical difficulties today. Hopefully, I'll have that fixed tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller coming up. I'm sure you'll have a good show today, and maybe I'll have more clarity as opposed to sounding like I am broadcasting from a closet somewhere. That's what the engineer told me. So anyway, have a good rest of the day, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready.
with